That's a monarchy, okay. And you know it.
Let's take some of those Texas topics and sort through them. And Texas already, whatever Alaska says, we're the biggest landmass in the contiguous United States, and we may get bigger. As the Texas House Speaker, Dustin Burroughs is his name, he is supporting this New Mexico bill that would allow some southeastern New Mexico counties to secede from the state of New Mexico and become a part of Texas. This actually went down 2 days ago as he endorsed this New Mexico House Joint Resolution 10. If this bill passes in the New Mexico Senate, Congress, it would create a pathway for three counties in New Mexico to secede and join Texas. To which Burroughs said Texas would gladly welcome these counties back to Texas where they rightfully belong. Now, this is an area that, I mean, back in, until the federal government purchased Texas basically in 1850, mm-hmm. It was part of it. You know, that original map of Texas that went all the way up through Colorado and through Idaho, for crying out loud. So this would give some of us back. Lee County is one of those, and they're leading the charge on this. So that would include Lovington, Hobbs, Tatum, and a couple other little towns. Eddy County has Carlsbad in it, and Artesia. And unfortunately, I don't think Lincoln County is involved, because that's Ruidoso, and that's where we like to vacation, for crying out loud. So, yeah, it would. This is all around oil and gas production, by the way.
No.
Yeah. Mm. And these are also traditionally very red counties in a traditionally very blue New Mexico state. So it's got some hurdles, even though it probably is going to pass in New Mexico. Believe it or not, it looks like. If that happens, then the U.S. Congress and then the president would have to sign off, and there would have to be almost an amendment to the Constitution for the whole thing.
So where does Greenland fit into this?
That would, and nobody can draw the Texas map correctly anyway freehand, so this would just mess it up even more. But we'll keep you apprised of our ever-growing state.
Everyone's coming to Fort Worth, and this time they're not from Houston, Dallas, California, or even Florida. How about a British invasion? Was real-life royalty over at Billy Bob's, Texas, as Zara Tyndall, the daughter of Queen Anne and her husband Mike, went out on the town with a few friends. This is weird. Okay. Including John Osborne of Brothers Osborne, the band.
That is a bit random.
Mm-hmm. Now, they all had to pose on the bull, because that's what you do you go to Billy Bob's.
Take the picture.
They shared the photo on Instagram and urged fans to take life by the plums.
Oh, yeah. They didn't say horns?
I do. Yeah, it's okay. Apparently, she was dressed for the occasion, but her husband was wearing sneakers, so he needs to swing on by.
All right.
Lucchese.
Yeah.
To fix that. They also went to the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And a few other places. So,
So they must have real jobs that. Well, to our British friends that may be listening.
Aloha.
Welcome to it. That was weird.
Cheerio.
All right. Just down the street, Taylor Sheridan's Paramount show, Lioness, starring Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman. Some collection of them is going to be just a couple of blocks south of us. And they're closing a few streets in downtown this week, starting actually late yesterday they did this, but they're going to do it through tomorrow.
No.
And they're filming there at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse and around the streets. So about 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. street closings.
No, thank you.
Look for your local Nicole Kidman. Or maybe we can get Morgan Freeman on the show. The real one, for a change. Also announced, doing their second one. Launched their first. That would be Taylor Sheridan's big Bosque Ranch live concert. So he did this last year, and it was very exclusive. Right there on his Bosque Ranch in Weatherford, Texas area. 600-acre ranch. Taylor Sheridan's. It's going to go down September 12th, and the all-day event will feature music from Red Dirters, Tanner Usry, Shane Smith and the Saints, and a couple of more. Of course, they had Caitlin Butts and a couple of up-and-comers last year. They are capping, just like they did last year, attendance at 700 people.
Ooh.
And one way to do that is General admission cost is $500, and that's where it starts. There are packages that go into the thousands and whatnot. So I'm going to see if I can get
snacks.
See if I can get
beer.
Make friends with Morgan Freeman or something like that. But BoskyRanchLive.com if you know maybe somebody from the royal family that could help you out.
I just want to see you drive the Corolla through the scenes again. That would be fun.
Aloha.
Yeah.
$220 million. That's the amount that five people are accused of swindling from investors, ranchers, and others in the cattle industry, according to U.S. Attorney Ryan Raybould. Jed Wood of Fort Worth, Royanna Thomas of Arlington, indicted by a grand jury last week, while Joshua and Tia Link of Missouri and Taylor Bang of North Dakota also facing charges ranging from wire fraud, conspiracy, money laundering, and more. Ooh. Now, there was a company called Agridyne that they claimed, we'll use your money to buy cattle, raise them, and even sell them for you.
Man.
How convenient is that? Mm-mm. That did not happen, allegedly. Over 2,200 victims. Those responsible could face from 10 to 20 years for each count.
Or just put them just on a nondescript ranch in front of all those people they swindled.
I
think that might settle itself.
Yeah, the police may be a better option
don't
for these
mess
guys.
With ranchers, guys.
Woo!
Well, maybe someday down the road they'll get a pardon. Everybody's getting one. Quietly last week, President Trump pardoned a bunch of football players, former ones. And that included Joe Klecko, Jamal Lewis, Travis Henry, even the late Billy Cannon. He was already gone many years ago. But that also included former Dallas Cowboy Nate Newton. And in fact, Jerry Jones personally shared the news with Nate on his pardon. Of course, if you don't know, but this addresses the 2002. Nate got in some trouble back in the day, okay? And he was...
make good choices.
Yeah, he was drug trafficking and stuff like that. And he served approximately 2.5 years in prison. And since... you talk about a template of turning your life around. Nate Newton did just that. In fact, he broadcasts, and he's just a great dude all around. But it's kind of... Nobody really knows why these happened. Or because everybody in this had either, A, passed away, or definitely all served their times. But I guess Nate can now... vote in the primaries because you get your voting privileges back.
So. Congratulations,
Nate. No pardon was given to Jerry Jones, though, or the Cowboys.
How about new Cowboys?
Well, that's good.
There's no excuse.
There's no way to get out of that. And then finally, city of Fort Worth also last week, conspicuously, just under the radar a little bit, they had this nuisance enforcement task force. And they go around the entire area and they, citations are abound.
Oh.
In fact, Fort Worth and this nuisance enforcement task force wrote up about 1,300-plus violations in a big sweep targeting, as they say, chronic nuisance around the area. As long as they don't show up on Thursdays, fine, okay?
Start your day any other
We don't have a permit.
KB and Heather Lee.
We don't have permits.